Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. We've got Kale Sorbo producing today. You weren't here, but when I had a guest in studio, you know Amanda, one of my best, well, my best friend from out on the East Coast, one of our guests. She was like, do you guys like not have the button for the air horn? I'm like, no, we do. We're making a choice. This is how I think I've started the show 2 days in a row at this point. So actually, everyone, I'm really sorry that I'm not more interesting and creative. No, I don't need to be interesting and creative today because we actually have real life Rockies news to talk about. The Rockies signed not one, but two players today. And this all just came down at about 1:30 Mountain Time. So we're going to break this all down for you and tell you what these guys are like and what they're all about. I'm super excited. Kale, how do you feel about just... in general, we finally got a Rockies transaction.
You know, I live for those transactions, so I'm glad that we had one in
you're living for it.
The world of purple and gray.
The world of purple and gray is looking a little less gray today. Yeah, let's talk about these new guys. The Rockies signed right-handed pitcher Dakota Hudson and catcher Jacob Stallings, both of them to one-year deals. All right, we're gonna talk about Dakota Hudson first because this is one of the biggest needs we had starting pitching. He was with the Cardinals organization. He spent his entire 6-year major league career so far entirely with the St. Louis Cardinals. He had a 3.84 ERA from 2018 to 2023, and made 18 starts last year, or 18 outings, 18 outings, 12 starts in 2023. You know, his ERA slipped a little bit. Obviously, like, we're not getting a guy at their peak ever. We just know that. Sometimes we're getting guys who just, like, need a little extra. They need a good year. Will he find a good year in Colorado? Colorado, famously good for pitchers. Sarcasm. But yeah, he actually, some reminders here. He finished fifth in the National League Rookie of the Year voting back in 2019 because that season he went 16-7 with a 3.35 ERA. What a great way to start your major league career. Pretty fun. Pretty fun stuff. It's so funny because I feel like Dakota Hudson was like rumored to be a part of the Nolan Arenado trade. Do you remember Nolan Arenado? He's this guy who used to be a Rocky and he had this big long contract with a no trade clause and then left. And then we're still paying him. That one. Yeah. I didn't know if you guys remembered or not, but yeah, he was rumored to be a part of that trade. That didn't go through. That was also like before the 2020 season. Here's what he's like in real life, I guess. It looks like his nickname is Dak, which is very triggering for me because I'm not a fan of maybe some other Daks out there. But that was his nickname on his player's weekend jersey from way back when MLB used to do those. I always loved those, by the way. I love knowing what dudes' nicknames are or like what they're deciding their official nickname is going to be. He's Dak. He's got a wife, though. He's married his wife, Ashlyn, back in 2017. He has a baby. He doesn't post a ton. He like focuses on work, and we love that. But yeah. 18 outings, 12 starts in 2023, 6-3 last year. He had a 4.98 ERA. So, you know, we need a little. Yeah, where am I going with this? We need a starter. He's a starter. He's an arm. Whether he's amazing or whether it's a disaster, there's no such thing as a bad one-year deal. Whether he's amazing, whether he's not, this is such a small commitment. We don't know too much about like the numbers of it all so far, like what these guys are getting in terms of money. But we were talking about this yesterday on the show too. We don't know what the Rockies' money situation is because it's a little different than last year. They're all of a sudden are not getting the TV rights money that they normally would be getting from AT&T Sportsnet. Guys, I see you all in the comments and I am so happy to see y'all here. Everyone's super excited that we get to talk about an actual Rockies transaction. I feel like I was going a little crazy, but we have real things to talk about now. Mark in the chat, I really liked Dakota when he broke in with the Cardinals. He's kind of been down the last couple of years, but I'm fairly excited the Rocks finally got him. We'll see if he's still got it. He's only 29 years old, by the way, so I think there's a chance he's still got it. But we'll see how he does, you know, pitching at altitude all the time and then going back down to sea level all the time. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I think a lot of people don't realize just how much that is, how taxing that is. We always make sure we talk about it. Johnny in the chat. Hello. TD Broncos in the chat. Hi. Great to see you. James asking, are you talking about Josh Fuentes' relative? Yes, I am. Oh my gosh. Josh Fuentes also used to be a Rocky. And he has a cousin who happens to play Major League Baseball too, who is named Nolan Arenado. Also, James, thank you for wishing us a happy FAC Friday Afternoon Club. He remembers. Kale, do you remember?
Do I remember? Yeah, facts. We be facking, especially today.
We be facking. I can't fact today. I'm busy this weekend, but always my favorite. You know what always goes well with a great facking? A little Breck Brew, because Breck Brew, listen, they've been our partner. They're our OGs, okay? They're our favorite beer. We can always count on them brewing up something really good. I think we're still honoring the Christmas ale as the beer of the month. It's $6 right now here at the DNVR bar. It's a new recipe from maybe previous ones you've tried, and it's like 7% ABV. So it'll knock you on your butt for $6. No, it's such a good beer, but they have a beer for any occasion. Don't forget about the Avalanche Amber, the Mile High City Golden Ale, the Broncos Country Pale Ale, the Funslinger, and of course the Good Company Hard Seltzer. Whichever one you're looking for, head to breckbrew.com. Use the beer locator to find a brew near you. We're just like shouting out all of our Breck friends today. Breckenridge Distillery. Listen, these make great gifts. Maybe you have some people that you need to get some gifts for that you forgot about over the holidays. Just like grab them a bottle of Breck bourbon because it's the official bourbon of the Denver Broncos. And also, Breckenridge Distillery loves the Broncos. They also have a special vodka just to commemorate the white alternate Broncos helmets. It's called the Broncos Blizzard. Who doesn't love a vodka this time of year? In this economy, please. But if you head to the distillery up in Breck, you'll find award-winning spirits, an award-winning restaurant, and you'll get some incredible cocktails made with real Breck spirits too. Breckenridge Distillery products are available in all 50 states. Shop your local retailer or visit BreckenridgeDistillery.com for home delivery of award-winning Breckenridge spirits. Après anywhere. Guys, keep the comments coming. Let me know if you have questions, concerns, comments on the Rockies news that we actually have today. Pretty exciting stuff. Love it. Kyle in the chat just got here. Did we manifest a Rockies transaction yesterday? We should pull up the tape because I do remember saying at the end of yesterday's show, hey, we need to talk about some starting pitching. We need to get some starting pitching going. And today we have that. So, Kyle, yes, I do think we are actually manifesting some really good things. We have to wait such a long time for the Rockies to do something. And finally, they're not one of the teams who has spent $0 this offseason. Pretty fun. Pretty freaking fun. Let's talk about the other player that we acquired today. Jacob Stallings. He is a catcher. He's been with Miami for the past couple of seasons. He was a former Pirate. I actually saw some people who are Pirates fans on Twitter tweeting about how the Rockies love former Pirates catchers. And of course, we are talking mainly about Elias Diaz, who was with the Pirates for such a long time and has been so incredible for us, especially this past season, especially when he was our All-Star Game MVP. Let's bring it back to Jacob Stallings, though. He's going to be our backup catcher. Let's talk about what he's done for the past couple of years. Slashed 235, 312, 335 with 24 home runs and 148 RBI in the past 8 major league seasons, which have been with the Pirates and with the Marlins, as we just mentioned. And this past season, 2023, here are his numbers. Here's his slash line. 191, 278, 286 with 3 home runs and 20 RBI. This is not his strength, though. He is a gold glove caliber catcher. He's got he's a great defensive catcher. He actually won the gold glove at catcher in 2021. That's not that long ago. So I think this is also a great signing. Also in 2021, finished second in baseball with 21 defensive runs saved. Just one behind Ryan McMahon's 22 defensive runs saved. But yeah, he's 34 years old, a grandmother, like just a million years old. No, he's 34 years old. But of course, catcher is the one position where you actually get better as you get older. I mean, I worry about his knees, but other than that, I think he's still got it. Not that far removed from a gold glove season. That's going to be his strength. And I personally think this could be great, especially for all the young arms coming through. He'll be good for helping them develop. I tried to do some digging on him in social media. Obviously did not have that much time because this news only broke a couple of hours before the show. I can't find anything of him on social media. Oh, well. We'll do some digging later. But the corresponding moves, because again, we've got a full 40-man roster going on here. Alan Trejo outrighted to AAA. This makes me so sad. Because who's going to be on the bench ready to play literally any position? Alan Trejo's so good at that. And also just a great energy around the clubhouse. So I would love to see him get a change of scenery. He was so great on Team Mexico in last year's World Baseball Classic. I'm wishing him the best. I wonder how it's all going to pan out. The other corresponding move, Brian Servin. Another former backup catcher for us, placed on waivers. He was immediately snagged by the Cubs. So Brian Servin staying in the All-City family. I'm sure the CHGO Cub guys will be asking us what he's all about. But yeah, I'm excited for Brian Servin. I think a change in scenery could be really good for him too. Struggled with some injuries this year, so we really didn't see any of him. So I want him to have a good comeback season too. We like these guys. We care about these guys. They're human beings. We see their struggles. But honestly, the one deal we really, really need, we need a freaking TV deal. We still do not know where the Rockies will be broadcasting. We'll see what what MLB has in store for what that's going to look like. It hurts. And if you're hurt in an accident and you need someone to help you out in getting the money you deserve to pay for those medical expenses, give a call to Backus and Shanker, because when you were hurt, Backus and Shanker is here to help, because Backus and Shanker wins for Colorado families. They've been doing this for more than 25 years. So if you're seriously injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, give them a call. It is totally free until they win money in your case. You can even just talk to someone about your case and they're not going to charge you anything. Backus and Shanker has won more than $1 billion for their clients here in Colorado. Backus and Tanker helps with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks. They can even help if you're injured at work. Give them a call at 222-2222. All twos, baby. Find out if you have a case for free because Backus and Tanker wins. Let's also mention our friends at Game Time. I'm ready to start looking for Rockies tickets and looking at those prices. But listen, it can be hard to get tickets. It can be hard to, you know if you're getting the best deal. I love Game Time, though. We use it all the time. I know a lot of us here at DNVR use it all the time. But you can get some last-minute deals. You can find, you can just kind of browse events going on in your area if you're just like sitting around and you're like, okay, I'm a little bored. You can do that. The thing that I love the most, though, is that you can see the view from the seat that you're going to be sitting in. And I love that because I love knowing what to expect. I love knowing what kind of view I'm going to get. And the best part, though, lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, job loss protection. They've got it's a good time. It's a good time on the Game Time app. But yeah. You're going to take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app now, create an account, and use code DNVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply, but create an account, use code DNVR, get that 20% off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Yeah, I'm excited about what the Rockies have done. I mean, again, we say this all the time. I think someone responded to our Twitter, too, and they were like, oh, is this really breaking news? Like, is this really even that good? There's no such thing as a bad one-year deal. We'll try it. We'll see how it goes. We need arms. We need arms because we're not going to have Senza back for a while. We're not going to have Marquez back for a while. We need pitchers, especially for the first half of this season. It's a desperate, desperate need. James in the chat. Susie needs to bring her friend on the podcast more often. Manifesting an off-season deal. That's right. Yeah, should I just, like, bring all my buds on? All my girls? I might. It's good luck. yeah. Fun stuff. Yeah, we did manifest a Rockies transaction. Let me know, guys, how you're feeling in the chat. We're going to get into some baseball news while y'all talk amongst yourself. We do have a Wander Franco update. So Mike Rodriguez tweeted out, I guess he's seen it. Wander Franco has apparently seen a judge and he's ordered to have periodic visits to court on the 30th of every month for the next 6 months. And there's nothing in there that is preventing him from leaving the country. He's not on house arrest. So this is kind of the latest of what is going on with him. How is he going to go anywhere on the 30th of February? Doesn't exist. I want all the details, but we don't have those yet. But yeah, this was weird too. There were a lot of young men protesting with signs for Wander Franco's freedom. It was very interesting. It was very strange. And obviously, like, I could not translate that in that short period of time. So I actually don't know. I'm not quite sure what exactly they were saying. But one of the things that I noticed, they're all wearing baseball caps for, like, all different teams. One of them was just, like, very much wearing a Rockies hat. And I was like, where did this come from? Please do not drag the Rockies into this mess. We have our own messes. Please, I'm begging you. All right, so we mentioned a former Cardinals free agent comes over to the Rockies. The Cardinals are already working on replacing those right-handed pitchers. Apparently, they're working to acquire Andre Kittredge from the Rays. First reported by Joel Sherman, confirmed by Ken Rosenthal. So this is what they're working on. Kittredge had Tommy John surgery in August. He returned from Tommy John surgery in August. So he... Yeah, that's what's going on with him. All right. Guys, thanks again for being so active in the chat. James adding, I'm not blown away by this deal, but happy to see them at least try something. Exactly. Exactly. And again, we have to remember this. Like, I'm very happy with this. We don't know how much money these guys are getting. But we have to remember, we don't know what the Rockies' financial situation is going to be like or how much it's going to be affected by the RSN deal that...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Has now disappeared. And I think it's going to be a big deal. And I think that's kind of why this free agency has been so weird, why it's been so slow and so sluggish at times. And of course, Shohei Ohtani was in there kind of clogging up the market. And then Yamamoto was in there kind of clogging up the market because those were guys that just everyone wanted. But at the same time, a lot of teams can't afford that. And I think a lot of teams are in a position right now where they don't know what they can afford because so many teams are going to face this loss of income from losing those regional sports networks. This is going to be a very wild ride. And we're all on it together. We got some tweets, though. We got some tweets. You want to see some tweets, Kale? Let's see some tweets. Chicago's ready to embrace Brian Cervin. Well, at least our guys at CHGO are, because this is a real parade, a real shot from a parade that's happening in Chicago. Big sign, it happened. Because the Cubs, also one of those teams that hasn't done anything this offseason, so they're happy to at least just get a guy off waivers. I mean, obviously, I'm guessing this is a throwback from when the Cubs won the World Series. It happened. Is Brian Cervin signing up there with the Cubs winning the World Series? No. But maybe. Could be. Could be fun. I liked this one, too. All right, so Manny Randhawa has been doing God's work out there on social media, just picking apart all of the people who don't vote for Todd Helton to make it into the Hall of Fame. So, of course, the biggest thing, we've seen this so much, the Coors Field effect. People will look at the splits, and they'll be like, oh, just looked at his home and road splits. No Hall of Fame, sorry. And then, of course, Manny, here's how we're going to treat Coors Field candidates. Zero credit for Coors and no Coors hangover adjustment, and we'll go off of what's left. The Coors Field adjustment is so huge. Like, this is just, I can't believe that the Rockies have been playing at elevation for 30 years now, and we can't figure out how to get other media members outside of Colorado to properly analyze players who have played for the Rockies. It's so weird that we're 30 years into the Mile High Baseball experiment and people still don't know how to talk about the Rockies and not sound stupid. Because some of these people would be sounding pretty stupid. Kale, how are you feeling? How are you feeling right now about the Todd Helton of it all?
I'm a little nervous he's not going to get it. I have to be honest. Like, it's way closer than I thought it was going to be after last year. I just don't understand how there's, like, people that voted for him last year that are not voting for him this year. I think it's really stupid.
Yeah, that's the one. There was one reporter, one writer, who had voted for Todd Helton in the past and then voted for very few players this year, but Todd Helton was not one of them. And he said something along the lines of, you know, I've had a change of heart about voting for a lot of guys, and I just think it should be more selective. Like, okay, well then explain why you're not selecting Todd Helton anymore. You should explain yourself. And he's like, well, I posted my ballot, so that's transparency. I should get points for that. No, you shouldn't, because you're not being transparent. Explain your decision or shut up.
Yeah.
And stop writing.
I am, I'm not, it's not, it's just going to be way closer than I thought it was going to be. Like, he's got, what, like 82% of public votes, it's about?
Yeah, so he would need to, like, for all the rest of the votes that haven't come in yet, he would still need to be trending at around 70%.
Which is, like, a lot. That's kind of a big ask.
It's kind of a big ask.
For non-public ballots, like, when traditionally, like, especially with Rockies guys, non-public ballots don't favor well for them. Like,
yeah.
It's not great.
It's not great. It's not. I'm a little nervous too. I'm less nervous because he was so close last year, just 11 votes shy from being selected to the Hall of Fame. But at the same time, he's just like losing votes from people who'd previously voted for him, and none of us understand why. It's not like he didn't do anything. Obviously, like Todd Helton has had like some struggles after his playing career. But he did a lot of charity work this year. Like, he donated millions of dollars to people in Colorado who have all this outstanding medical debt. That is a good cause right there. That is a good cause. Mark in the chat. He's responding to our transaction for today. Mark in the chat. I mean, it's no Ohtani, but I'm also welcoming of news and new signings. Nothing is Ohtani. Nothing ever will be. That was the most invigorating free agency experience we've ever had. So fun. So fun. Man, this chat is very interesting today. Thanks everyone for joining.
When do we officially find out about Todd Helton? Like, what's the date?
We find out on January 23rd. We find out when we just find out who is being selected.
Okay. I just didn't know the exact date.
He doesn't even find out, I think. Like, they're just, like, sitting around waiting. Like, okay, am I making it? I have a good chance. But, yeah, last year was pretty close. We had a pretty good turnout. We're also going to do another Todd Helton party on January 23rd. We'll find out that afternoon if he's in or if he's not in. I think it could be fun. I personally, I'm trending having a good feeling about it.
That's good. We can have many a Breck brew regardless of the outcome. We neither drink in happiness or sadness.
We're drinking one way or the other. That's for freaking sure. Kale, did you see the thing that I tweeted? I think it was yesterday. Tweeted a piece of memorabilia that I found online. I'm going to like try to pull it up right now.
No,
because
I'll find it.
Okay. It's like this Todd Helton nesting doll. But, like, it's very creepy.
Is very creepy.
Yeah. So if you're watching us on YouTube, pull it up. It's terrible. It's like a bad Photoshop of Dinger. It's just, like, a not very flattering Todd Helton. Also, like, pre-facial hair. It's just, like, it's so creepy.
Yeah, this is bad. I'm not a fan of this.
I need to find out my project for the weekend. I need to reach out to the person who is selling this online right now and be like, I just have questions. Where did this come from?
Like, I just need the backstory.
Yeah. It's so cute. So we have this friend, not Amanda, who was just on the show, but Amanda Sloan, who runs Art of Left Field, which she has this incredible brand where she makes like jewelry and memorabilia just out of like old baseballs. Why are you zooming in on that, Kale? That was so scary. Why did you do that? I'm okay. I'm just like, that was a jump scare that I experienced right there. But she posted a picture of like these Todd Helton nesting dolls that she has, but like they're cute and like painted well and just like look really nice and not creepy. So anyway, maybe I'll buy these and maybe there'll be a prize at the Todd Helton party. But these are so creepy.
Yeah, those are incredibly creepy. I want to know the marketing person that was like, you know what? This is good. We should do this.
It's giving unauthorized. It's giving, you're getting a cease and desist from Todd Helton. I can guarantee he has never seen these before. Like, these are just not...
I don't think he would have signed off on that. No, I don't think his signature was on that bill of sale.
No, definitely would not have been. All right, James in the chat. Maybe Dakota and Jacob will defer some of their contract for future years. Is that the new trend? Like, okay, we'll give you a ham sandwich now, and then we'll pay you $1 million next year. Justin in the chat is worried about Todd. Yeah. You heard us. We're right there with you. Daniel in the chat. Dakota and Cal are solid pickups. Excited to see what else is in store for the rotation. Yeah, that's right. We have picked up a couple of starters this offseason. Cal Quantrill, of course, came via trade with Cleveland, so that wasn't a spend and a dime on him. So that's why. But that's the only other transaction we've really had this offseason. So, yeah, but two starters. Dakota Hudson, Cal Quantrill. Apparently, Cal Quantrill has, like, the Cleveland guys mentioned that, like, he has, like, a really, like, wild story about, like, how he met his wife. Like, they were, like, kids when they met originally, which is really cute. So I'm dying to meet him. Dying to get to spring training so I can just find out the story of how this guy met his wife. Yeah, that was a great story. I'll tell it at parties. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out in the chat. You know, who doesn't like a nice, quick little Friday show? I mentioned this already, but like save the date. January 23rd, we're going to have this huge party here at the bar waiting for the announcement. Hopefully we hear Todd Helton's name on MLB Network saying that he's a Hall of Famer. Hopefully we don't have to wait another year. It's so close right now, so I'm a little stressed, but it's going to be a fun time regardless. Trevor Bauer's back in the news again, too. We'll talk about that on Monday. I simply did not have time to get into it. And also kind of on the topic of nesting dolls, some people have sent me some really cool pictures of random sports memorabilia. So I'm going to put together like a show and tell episode. So if you have something that you would like to show on this show, email me at Susie@thednvr.com or send me a tweet and we'll get you on. Also, ooh, another thing. Rockies Fan Fest. Rockies Fest is finally back after it's been gone since 2019, but it's back this year on January 27th. But tickets for that finally go on sale on Monday. So I think some players are going to be there. I think they're going to do it big because they haven't done it in a long time. So I'm looking forward to this Rockies Fest. Obviously, we'll be there. But these are things to just keep in mind. Kale, do you know what we have going on at the bar this week? Weekend?
Just lots of Nuggets and Avs, and bar's been packed for that lately, so show out. It should be fun.
Show up, show out. Let's go. Get some Breck brews flowing. Get some Reiki seltzers flowing. I love it. It'll be a fun weekend. And, of course, you're always welcome to fack it up here at the corner of Colfax and York. Kale, where can we follow you on social media so we can see all of your amazing work?
Just on Twitter, at Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's.
Two L's. You can follow me at The Susie Hunter on all platforms. Make sure you are keeping up with all of the latest at DNVR_Rockies. We're always going to have the latest Rockies news for you the second it comes out. Love that for us. But guys, thank you. Thank you to everyone, by the way, who was so chatty in the chat. I love having these conversations with y'all. We're going to keep it going Monday, but I'll be right back here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel at 12:15 Mountain Time. But Kale, I think it's time. I think it's that time to ask ourselves, what do we say when a show ends?
How do you end a show, Suze?
What? Fuck it, we ball. But come back on Monday at 12:15 Mountain Time, and we'll talk about some more then. See ya.
We all silly like the mayor.